New adult obesity clinical practice guidelines were released in 2020. These guidelines highlight the impact of comorbidities on obesity. In primary care, there is need for early person-centered interventions to prevent excessive weight gain and the development of obesity-related comorbidities. Obesity has generally been assessed and classified using body mass index. However, this classification system does not shed light on adiposity-related complications. The Edmonton Obesity Staging System has been proposed as an alternative or complementary tool that can be used to guide clinical decisions at each BMI category. Studies have shown that EOS is a better predictor of mortality than BMI alone. In this study, we wanted to determine whether we could build a dashboard that could be used as a tool by physicians to classify their patient panels into the EOS stages. We used data from the Northern Alberta Primary Care Research Network and included patients greater than or equal to 18 with a BMI between 30 and 60 who visited a clinic that contributes data to NAPCRIN between July 2016 and 2019. We found that the proportion of patients in each BMI category did not vary much by EOS stage. For instance, approximately 52 to 59% of patients in each BMI class were in EOS 2. Additionally, we classified patients into each comorbidity EOS stage. Notably, 53.1% of patients had established hypertension and 40.8% had subclinical risk factors for hypertension. Additionally, 55.5% of patients had subclinical risk factors for diabetes, where 20.3% had established diabetes. In Figure 4, you can see that unavailable data range from 11 to 18%. We also found that age explained the most variation in EOS stages in comparison to other variables considered. In conclusion, we determined that over half of patients in a region were in EOS 2, which provides an opportunity to intervene to improve clinical outcomes for people living with obesity. Although 100% of patients may not need to be screened for all comorbidities, the dashboard can serve as a useful tool to identify who these patients are and determine whether they should be screened.